It's Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
Hi, Nick. Come on.
Why doesn't this thing work? All of a sudden, my finger is pushing and I don't hear myself talking. This is making me all annoyed. And oh my goodness, it's terrible. All about, oh my goodness.
If the finger is down, they can't hear you.
Oh man, that's disappointing. That was disappointing right there, man. I thought you were going to do like some rap something there. It's like, when the finger's down.
No, I'm much more from the John Houseman school of delivering lines, which is a very stiff upper.
He sure
delivery.
Is stiff.
If the finger's down, they can't hear you.
You know, the last words of John, what's his name?
Houseman?
Yeah, John Houseman.
Do you even know who that is?
Yes.
Okay.
He's the guy to tell me to go to E.F. Hutton.
Yes. Yes. He was also in The Paper Chase, 3 Days of the Condor. You know. He did some acting along
yes,
the way.
Yes, well,
too.
So, you know, as he said right before he died. I mean,
that is just wrong.
Too soon?
Yeah, it's a little too soon. The joke should have been, I've earned this.
Oh, see, there it is. There. Big buzz, man.
Coming through. Got to take wow. Got to take
That reminds me of that joke that from Colors. So a big bad bull was talking to like a young stud bull.
Okay.
And the young stud bull says, hey, why don't we go down there? Where they were up on the hill overlooking a bunch of cows. He's like, why don't we go down there and bleep some of them cows?
Okay.
And the big cow looks at the big steer, looks at it wouldn't be a steer. The big bull looks at the little bull and says, why don't we walk down and bleep them all?
I'm sorry, was that it?
Well, yes. Instead of running down and getting one, you run down, you walk down and you get them all. And that's what you just did right there with that punchline.
I ran down
and was like, and then you came in underneath me and walked down and was like, oh.
So just a serious question.
No, I mean.
Can you see how your mind just made a connection there? That most people are not going to make. Like you went from
John Houseman,
your joke about John Houseman.
Yes.
Then I came back in.
Yes.
With another joke.
Yes.
Qualified better joke. And from there you went to a joke from Colors about bulls.
Wasn't really a joke. It was more like wisdom from Robert Duvall to a young Sean Penn.
My mind never would have gone to the movie Colors.
It just reminded me of two bulls. One,
okay.
So there's an old bull and there's a young bull. And the young bull says,
we get it.
I mean, it's a, you know.
We heard it the first time. We got it. I'm just pointing out that your synapses fire in very
loma,
strange ways.
Dos toros. So, un toro grande, un toro torito.
So Broncos. We don't have to spend a lot of time on it, but I think I am curious to hear your point of view, because we talked about this real briefly off the air, that it's your belief that Paxton Lynch is not putting the work in right now that he needs to be putting in.
Hey, listen, you know, the people who I hang around with and the people I know and the mm-hmm. people who, I mean, I, not all the people I know, but when I'm talking about in the radio business,
mm-hmm.
There are people that I know, I mean, everybody, that's the one thing that everybody who is in sports in the station tries to do is get in with people at the various places so
sure.
that you know, you kind of get the scuttlebutt of what's going on.
Well, that's the
you
job.
You know what's going on. You hear things, what's going on. When we talk about, you know, for instance, that, you know, some people are not happy with the way that Emmanuel Mudiay is playing lately.
Right.
And they're not happy with the fact that, and they've seemed to have given up on him and they don't think that he is. All they are very frustrated that the seventh pick that has not panned out.
He's had a rough first season.
He has.
No one's going to argue that. I don't know that they've given up on him. I mean, it seems real early to be giving up on Emmanuel Mudiay.
Well, you know, it's either him or your other option there is Jamal Murray, and Jamal Murray is playing much better.
Jamal Murray's had a much better first year.
So back to Broncos.
Yes.
Okay, so back to Broncos. What they are seeing is, and this is the problem that you have all the time when you have a cerebral, Rudy-type quarterback, which I think most people would consider in Trevor Siemian.
Yeah.
And then you have, Joe tape measures. You know, he's got the rocket arm. You know, as Peyton Manning said, 6'4", rocket arm.
Sure.
You know, chiseled, good looks, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So they want that because John Elway, who was that guy, okay, but was also cerebral. And that's the thing that he seems to
forget. But you got to remember when he, early in his career, people thought he was an idiot.
People thought he was an idiot, but he was still doing the work.
He had a rough couple of years. The difference is back in 1983, John Elway was afforded to struggle for a couple of years.
Well, he was afforded to struggle for 1 year, but the next year he was doing very well. But the point I'm making here is that Siemian is a guy, okay, who last year or 2 years ago, okay, beat Peyton Manning into the building every day.
Okay.
Okay. Peyton Manning is the guy who likes to go do his tape work.
Sure.
So if you're beating Peyton Manning in every day, then you're getting in there, then you're doing your work there. Well, would you agree with that?
I agree with that, and I'm not arguing that at all. I'm just saying
the same people are saying that Paxton Lynch has never, ever beaten Trevor Siemian in once.
And if you're talking about last season, okay, I'll buy that. We have a brand new coaching staff.
Yeah, but this is what the coaching staff is saying. This is what the coaching staff is talking about this guy, is that if you are kind of being like you should be anointed one, your coaches should be having high praise for that you're getting the work done, look, getting into that playbook, but he's not the one doing that.
But here's a question. How can you have high praise for a player that you really haven't seen or spent a lot of time with? I mean, listen, it's off season. Is Paxton Lynch and Trevor Siemian supposed to be in the building right now? Because the coaches aren't. Coaches are in Indianapolis at the Combine. So, I mean, even if they were there now, they wouldn't see him. Trevor Siemian's not there.
You may be calling. Okay, so coaches are not allowed to be calling players. But players may be calling coaches, getting information, maybe, back and forth, maybe going in. You're allowed to be in the building doing tape work on your own if you'd like to.
Or you could be at home doing tape work. You know who I want to hear from? And it's not so much Vance Joseph.
Home doing tape work.
Hey.
Did you ever hear that Danny Cannell story?
Oh, God. No.
All right. So Danny Cannell, he said he really liked to take naps. So when he was with the Giants, he said he wanted all the tape to be sent to his house and he had a reel-to-reel set up.
Right.
So that he could watch. And everyone was like, oh, my God, what a good, he's just hard working. And he would just go in there and after like a minute, he would just be asleep.
I'm not surprised. Danny Cannell.
I mean, that's kind of how I feel about what Paxton Lynch is doing.
I don't know that I want to hear from Vance Joseph on our quarterbacks right now. Because I'm not, honestly, I'm not sure how much, one, he's had a chance to work with either of them. And two, how much he really knows. I mean, he is not. He's an overlord. I mean, he's a guy that is.
I guarantee
kind of big
you
picture.
That Vance Joseph has seen every single snap of Paxton Lynch.
Perhaps.
I'm sure he has.
Perhaps.
No doubt in my mind.
I'd rather hear from Mike McCoy. Mike McCoy is going to be the one that's really going to make that call. If Mike McCoy, listen,
the
Mike
disappointment
McCoy can
is...
make, Mike McCoy made Tebow a serviceable quarterback.
A winning quarterback, a 8-2 record.
In the playoffs.
2-1 record in the playoffs.
I put almost all of that on McCoy. And I also think that we had such a lousy offensive line, and Dennison was our offensive coordinator, and he was terrible, that I don't think you can judge either of these current quarterbacks on our staff right now based on what they did last year, because what we're going to see this year is going to be completely different. It's going to be more open. We're going to have Jenovich, and we're going to probably use more jumbo sets.
I'm being told that they probably won't use a whole lot of the fullback anymore.
Oh, then that's a wasted pick. If McCoy doesn't use that.
I think that's a pretty versatile guy. Maybe he should be the running back. I'm just saying.
Well, maybe, but then what? Then do you go get a McCaffrey? If he's there at 20, do you get McCaffrey?
I think you go get McCaffrey because he is he's your returner that you can help you. We've been negative for so long in the kicking game, in the receiving game. We just need to be better there.
We've got two good receivers. We just haven't had a quarterback to get it to them.
I'm talking about special teams, man. Special teams.
As long as our field goal kicker hits, I don't care.
We hope our beloved Broncos can bring home another Super Bowl championship and once again bathe in the glory of your light. Amen.
Appreciate it. Amen.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Broncos. Let's go, Broncos.
Broncos.
Let's go.
It's the Darren Copeland Experience. More with Darren after this.